This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest money.
Luke Ryan, helping bring us into our adventure called the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcasts every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. And people who like to listen to this program often go, and I get comments back from people who are looking. I have three different Facebook pages, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Facebook.com/Eastleigh Farm, EASTLEIGH, and Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. On all three of those sites in the past week, I have posted a picture of the logo from the farm and my acknowledgement of having two lives. I lead two lives. One of them is as a broadcaster, and one is as a farmer. I am proud of both of those legacies. They mean a whole lot to me, probably not much more than my children. Is there anything that I think about my children, my grandson? They're the most important things in my life. But I will tell you that the farm connection, the radio existence has been something that has been the thread through my entire life. And I'm pleased that at this point in my life, I can still be as excited about both of them as I am. And thus, the birth of this program about 4 years ago, Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, said, you know, really, you should do something that has something to do with the state of the American family farm. Because he and I were always talking about the demise of the family farm and how troubling it is for me, and certainly for lots of American families who have had their core existence. And then there's a rejuvenation or a rebirth kind of going on with the farms, some of the smaller farms that are producing produce, where I have the biggest problem is what's going on in the dairy industry, because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy. I don't grow things for the markets. I didn't grow up around it, didn't feel close to it, but it certainly, there's an impact certainly on our farming reality. I usually like to start this hour out talking about something in the news. And the words American soil kind of come naturally. When we think about our dirt, if you will, our land, we think about it as being uniquely American. After all, the American family farmer owns most of that dirt, right? Wrong. If you want to stir up people's feelings, this is not... It used to be taken for granted. We all thought, those of us who grew up on the farm, that the farm and the land under the farm, or the land that was the farm, was all owned by Americans. Today, that number is 30 million acres wrong. 30 million acres not belonging to Americans. 30 million acres of U.S. farmland are held by foreign investors. And that number has doubled in the past two decades, thanks to the mismanagement of the George Bush administration. I go off on them all the time because it was them single-handedly that ruined the dairy business. He didn't know that's what he was doing because he wasn't smart enough to know what impact was going to happen. But these things happen because of the corruption in our political system, and people like the Souza, whatever the name is, that run Dairy Farmers of America, and they control now 75-80% of the milk supply in this country because they raised a lot of money for George Bush. It's a Texas-based company. They've ruined the milk business, ruined it. And that's a strong statement, but part of the problem here is that farmers have gone off the land. There are no federal restrictions on the amount of land that can be foreign-owned. It's up to individual states to decide if there are going to be any limitations at all. But most Americans don't know. And if things continue the way they are, one of the outside influences or impacts of the demise of the family farm is that American land will end up in foreign hands, especially in states where there are no restrictions on ownership. The median age of farmers is 55. Many face retirement, no prospect of family members wanting to take over because it's hard work, and kids have gotten soft, wimps. They don't want to work anymore, physically. They don't want to keep up the family tradition, and part of it is bad government policy, for sure, that's made it very difficult to make a living on the land. The National Young Farmer Coalition says that two-thirds of the nation's farmland will change hands in the next two or three decades. And now, you can use Texas, perhaps, as an example of how this is working. They don't have any limit on how much land can be owned. You look at Iowa, they restrict it there. No land in Iowa is owned by a foreign entity, but tons of it in Ohio and Texas, where they have no restrictions. 500,000 acres of prime farmland held by foreign-owned entities in Texas. So there's a company from the Netherlands that purchased 64,000 acres to build wind farms down there. There are two counties down there as well, 41,000 acres in Ohio, on the Ohio-Indiana line, owned by the same company. That's what's going on. And so with fewer ties to agriculture, you got this. Farmers that want to retire, they'll sell their land. And then there's the Chinese-owned Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world, bought up grain elevators all over the place. Farms that are growing grain, they put their own people there, taking a lot of wealth out of the community. This is dangerous stuff. And so, you know, we've, for a long time, we've had farmland that we've owned, Americans in Australia and Brazil, places like that. But anyway, it's something to be aware of, something to think about. And this is for the public. This program is aimed at the farmers, sure, the American family farmer and the farm industries that are run by families that are farmers and the locavores that support what we do. But there is, and there's a consciousness among that group, those of us who know what's going on, but most people don't pay attention to where their food comes from. If they live in a city, they buy cheap food, they buy processed food, they buy crap. And they don't know where it comes from, but it tastes good, so we'll buy it. And I'm not here to lecture anybody, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff in 30, 40 years when I'm not doing this program anymore, somebody say, what the heck happened to all of our land? Something to think about for sure. 14 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Eric Bohm, who is a neighbor of mine, as it turns out. I didn't know it, but I'm going to meet him with you in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about what we're doing, all of us are doing, to help the American family farmers survive. Let's all work together. 99% of farms are family operated and owned, but yet we only receive 15 cents out of every dollar on food that's spent in our country. Donating your vehicle is easy. It'll be towed at no cost to you. Call 888-342-GIVE or go online to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Look for the button for the form online or call 888-342-GIVE.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Berrigan family farmer Doug Steffen here with Eric Bohm, who comes from Land's Sake. That's a fellow that grew up in the town next to me. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. He lives in Sudbury. Grew up there gardening, a lot of outdoor activities. He had his first farm job at Linden Tree Farm. And I'm thinking about, I would have thought in Sudbury you'd have a job at Verrill's or some of the, I don't know, have there been any really pronounced local farms doing a lot of growing of produce. What am I missing here, Eric? And by the way, nice to meet you. I guess we could say we're neighbors, right?
We certainly could. It's great to finally meet you as well.
I don't know that much about Land's Sake. I didn't, this is my fault. I don't even know where Linden Tree Farm is. Where is that?
That's up in Lincoln, off of 126.
It's now called. Is that the town farm? Is that Drum? Is that not Drumlin? The other one, Peter. What's his face? The town.
Codman.
Codman. Yeah. Is that Codman Farm?
No, it's actually a privately owned family farm run by Ari and Moira Kurtz. And they were one of the very first CSA farms in this region. They've been farming there since, I believe, around 1990.
Really? Are they still there? I'm going to have to go over there and nose around.
They are indeed, yeah. They're getting towards retirement, so they are trying to pass off the active management of the farm. But they are still very involved and very much there.
So you started there. What brought you about? You didn't grow up as a farm kid, but you liked being on the farm. What was there about it that intrigued you, Eric?
To be honest, it was completely accidental. I had been working in the stables at Verrill Farm for a couple of years and decided I needed a different job. And purely by accident, I heard about openings at Linden Tree and worked one summer there. And got completely hooked and have turned it into my career.
Yeah, isn't it fabulous? There's something about it. It's just fabulous. So let's talk a little about what in this neck of the woods. So the reason that I like having people like you on is because we're trying to help others who are in this position hear from people who have been successful, what their successes are, and how they got there. After working all these farms around here for a while, doing both vegetable growing and working with livestock, what brought you around to figuring out this is something you wanted to do on your own and making it work?
A lot of hard work, a lot of the experiences on all the different farms I've had really refined my vision of how I would like to farm and what I'd like that to look like. And when the opening for manager here at Land's Sake opened up in 2014. I thought it was a great opportunity to get back away from being independent for a little while.
Yeah.
Just really refine some techniques.
Right. You can do that and do it kind of on somebody else's dime, but you're bringing your expertise as well. We continue with Eric Bohm from Land's Sake in Sudbury, Massachusetts, as we continue here, American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to the farm.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Eric Baum from Land's Sake. You can check out their website. I keep referring to you as somebody from Sudbury, but in fact, Land's Sake is in Weston. On a farm. Now, a lot of times, you have a better shot at being successful if you have an owner of land and or a farm who comes from independent wealth. I don't know that much, but Weston is the most expensive town to live in Massachusetts. So I gotta think that there's somebody there that's helping make this work that may not have to depend on farm income. Am I right?
No, actually. Okay. The Land's Sake is a private nonprofit that was founded in 1980. And the revenue from the farm is actually a pretty significant part of our budget. Being a nonprofit, fundraising and events also contribute significantly. But, we are doing our best to run an actual viable farm business.
But it is, by its nature, a non-profit farm. That doesn't mean you don't want to make money. You got to pay the bills. And so that becomes they have a non-profit component to my farm because I want it to be an educational institution and a bovine sanctuary as much as anything else. I think that that's an important thing for people to realize, there's so few animals around. I wonder about you. Do you have animals over at Land's Sake?
Currently, we only have a handful of rabbits and a small flock of chickens. We don't have year-round water, and we don't have any electricity at the moment. That's a capital improvement that we're working on this year.
Do you think it's easier for farmers to take the model that you have and run with it, trying to find money from sources where there are people who are sympathetic? I mean, maybe in this region, there might be, I say that not knowing that it's true, that we would likely find more support for that sort of thing around here. CSAs, the Community Supported Agriculture, although there are people, and you've probably seen this, a couple of articles in some of the trades lately focusing on how the CSA is losing steam because people want more and or they're feeling they're wasting food because they're being given too much. Do you ever have that, you know, when the stuff comes in, if you sign up for a CSA, you take as much as there is that's split among all the members of the CSA. Is that a problem for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's something I've observed over the past years. It's certainly not a new trend, but I think the popularity of the traditional style CSA share is dwindling. You know, people want more choice. They don't want to be locked into coming every week, you know, on a Tuesday between 2 and 7 and taking all the stuff that we give them and then having to figure out what to do with it all week.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you countering that then, Eric?
We're still, the CSA is still a very important component of our, of the farm, but we're going to branch out this year. We're going to participate in the summer farmers market in Wayland over at Russell's. We are going to try and partner up with some value-added processors and try to, you know, make a few products, tomato products, pickles and whatnot, and see what sort of response we get.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any other farmers markets? Do you find them to be helpful? Do you have farmers markets? Doesn't Lincoln, I think, has a pretty good farmers market? Don't some of the other towns around Wayland have, well, Wayland is Russell's, but other farmers markets helpful to you?
At the moment, this is certainly the most appealing option for us. That actually is the market that I sold at when I had my market garden. Very familiar with it. It's only 10 minutes down the road from us. So it's a good way for us to dip our toe into something that we haven't done in a long time.
Well, that's a good way to get the word out. That's part of the problem is getting the word out. Social media, very helpful for those who are supportive, but those who don't know about it need to find out about it. And social media is a great way for farms like you to spread the word. More from Eric Baum as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment because the Justice Department doesn't allow that for sitting presidents. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
If Bob Mueller had determined that there was a crime, he would have had a moral obligation to report it, to put that into his report. He didn't.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation. But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Eric Baum, who is the manager of Landsake Farm, Landsake, LANDSSAKE.org. There's two of them. There's another Landsake, but you got to do the as so often happens in these circumstances, you quickly put things into the address bar, and something else comes up. So there's another Landsake, I think, down in North Carolina somewhere, Eric. Isn't that the other one? Namesake, Landsake, something like that?
I'm not. I actually don't know about that one.
I just put that in. I typed it in, and that's what came up. We're talking about what goes on a relatively small piece of land. How much land do you have there? How much land are you growing on?
We have about 20 acres of fields in production at four locations throughout town.
And how do you decide what will be customer preference? Do you go by what sold well the year before or what people said they liked? How do you decide what is going to be the component in those bags the CSA members get?
What we try to do is grow an incredibly diverse range of vegetables. We grow over 45 different kinds of vegetables. And so we try to make a nice balance between some of the staple items like lettuce every week and bunch greens and, you know, cucumbers, all that, while also trying to introduce people to vegetables that they wouldn't otherwise ever experience.
Like what would be an example of that? What is it?
Everybody's favorite one, kohlrabi.
What the heck is that? I never even heard of it before.
It's in the cabbage family. It grows as kind of a weird bulb above ground. They kind of look a little bit like Sputnik to me, but they're, you know, it's a delicious,
are they?
Mild and sweet, crunchy vegetable.
Mm-hmm. How much of a problem has rain been? I can't even, I'm trying to plant about 40 acres of hay. I can't even get on the land to do it. What has it done for you in that, in the smaller routine that you have?
It's been a very challenging spring. We're very fortunate, except in drought years, to be on very well-drained ground. So our main farm, where our farm stand and education programs are run, is all sandy. It's not even sandy loam. It's loamy sand. So that drains incredibly well, and our other fields are silt loam. So we definitely have had to push to get our early plantings in, and definitely had to have the tractors in less than ideal conditions out in the fields, but, you know, got to get planted.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, you got nothing, for sure. The marketing and how you do this, the direct market farming industry, that's kind of what this is. I think a lot of people think that farming is all about growing a great crop, but in your case, selling the crop, you have to do that. And that wasn't the case, as, at least when I grew up, there were things that were, well, I grew up around the Mayo family in Framingham. They ran the school buses as well. And farmers back in the old days used to drive the school buses because it was a good component. You know, you could work your farm around having to drive kids to school on a bus and become much more sophisticated. But that really was how I got started. And the products that were on the farm, like potatoes, they used to grow 50, 60, 70 acres of potatoes a year, and they'd hand out little slips to the kids on the bus. You want to buy, bring these, give these to your parents, will you please? And so they, you know, the kids give to the parents would call up, and then they go deliver the potatoes. I remember that every potato year, it was a, you know, nice little marketing niche. And so now, instead of that, you got social marketing. But do you find any, you know, selling directly to customers? Are you doing just that, or do you have a wholesale part of your business as well?
No, we do direct market, and, you know, for being wholesaling doesn't really fit in with our mission of trying to connect people with the land and educate people about farming and what actually goes into producing food.
Teaching people, I see that you have some interesting, I wanted to focus on this as time allowed, summer programs. This is something that I think is new, getting youngsters either from the community or somehow, I want to know how you attract youngsters to come. You have a lot of, it looks to me like you have hundreds of kids that come every year to learn how to grow and work sort of on the farm. Is that right?
Yeah, I would. Although I would say thousands of kids.
Thousands of kids. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an extremely important part of what we do, and so we have kids all the way from preschool up to high school come out and do all sorts of different programs. We have a beautiful education garden with raised beds that the younger kids take care of, and then we have a chunk of one of our production fields that we give to the older kids to do the summer Green Power program. And for a lot of these kids, you know, they come on field trips from school, they come run around, get dirty, get to see the chickens. And for a lot of them, that's just not an experience that they've had. And so they walk away from it, and it makes a pretty meaningful impact.
Well, it's become, in our country, it's an anomaly to grow up on a farm anymore, to be on a farm. And that wasn't the case even when I was a kid, but going back 100 years, the situation completely flipped around, so not many people are making their life and their living on the farm, and that affects what people know about the farm and the respect they may or may not have for the farmer or for the food they were eating. And it used to be part of the educational curriculum. It's not. So I like to teach kids on my farm. We ought to do something together. I like to teach kids about the animals, not to be afraid of them, how animals grow, where the milk comes from, where the eggs come from, you know, all of the animal things. And so I do it directly. We had a lot of chickens hatched on the farm last weekend. You know, that kind of stuff. People come and look. And it's so, for me, it's like being in zombie land, because it's so much and always been so much a part of my life to realize how little children know about where food comes from. And even parents. So the youngsters that come, do they pay to participate and to learn? Is that part of the program?
Yep, they are. They're programs. And we need to, you know, run them like a business as well.
Yeah.
It really is just a great opportunity for the kids to get exposed to this kind of stuff. And that education. Goes beyond our programs, because we try to educate our CSA members about what goes into the food, how to use it, what these weird things are. Same with people at the farm stands. It's all a very important part of what we do. It's
relation. People buy from you because of relationships. When you form a relationship first, I think people pay less attention to the price of what you're selling. Do you think that's true?
I do. I think word of mouth is one of the most important marketing tools for small farms like this one. That's how a lot of new CSA members are attracted. That's how, a lot of new customers at the farm stand stop by for the first time because, they heard that our carrots were particularly good or something like that.
Do you wake every morning being excited, or do you go to bed at night, like the weather being as it has been, worrying about how I'm going to get all the crops in, how am I going to make this work? There's probably no other business that I know of that is so susceptible to the weather.
Yeah, it can be very, very stressful. There's no doubt about that. Up to a certain point, I've been doing this for a while now, and so I've learned to get better at accepting certain things and the things that are out of my control. After going through 2016 with the drought, after going through 2009 with the coldest, wettest June and July ever, and the late blight that wiped out all the tomatoes in the Northeast, you just learn that, you can't really sweat the small things. And that's also part of why we grow such an incredible range of vegetables. If something fails, we almost
you got something else to fall back on. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand how that works. Continuing our conversation in a few more moments, Eric Baum from Landsake, LandsSake.org. This is a good place for me to remind you about how Martha Stewart is finding and sourcing the fresh ingredients that you can get now in the meal packages coming from Martha and Marley Spoon, making it a lot easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal. They're buying their food from farms like Eric's. These are the kinds of foods, these are the kind of farms that the folks at Martha and Marley Spoon want to source so that they can keep the food as fresh and fast moving. First 100 people right now to text the word fork to 246-810 will get 3 free meals to get started with Martha's free taste test. Martha and Marley Spoon, getting food from local farmers and having that ingredient, that box full of great ingredients coming to you so you can make great food. It comes straight to your door, remember. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals. Text again. The word is fork, and the number is 246-810.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. ESET is a leading cybersecurity company that analyzes online privacy and security threats. And with so many smart devices in the home, it's important that you keep your network and devices secure. Stephen Cobb from ESET explains.
Sometimes it's in the form of, you know, compromising IoT devices, things like web cameras and DVD players and so on, to carry out denial of service attacks. We think people will be looking at the security of home assistants to see if they can be abused. We've seen a number of serious attacks on home routers. They can provide a lot of power to a malicious activity, such as sending spam or stealing information or carrying out denial of service attacks.
Find out more at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.3% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Continuing on with a focus on Landsake, a pretty typical New England nonprofit educational circumstance here in suburban Boston. Eric Baum is the manager, talking about the CSA that's there, programs for youngsters. You have a good website, very helpful, a lot of education here. You have a lot of different programs that have to help. Would you come up with all these yourself, or do you have other people? Like, you can, I mean, the birthday party idea is a great idea. Go have a birthday party and learn something about animals and food and that sort of stuff. And I would think some of the adults would learn just as well as some of the youngsters. It ought not to be just about kids, I don't think. Eric, do you?
No, definitely not. And that is something that we are working to expand our offerings for adults as well. We're doing some flower arranging workshops, just as one example.
Well, yeah, I think I see that sort of thing happening. And the buzz gets around in town, so you're respected, a respected member of the community. And so people like to plan their events. And you have supper clubs, dinners in the summertime there. We're trying to have movie nights on the farm where the people come have ice cream and enjoy sitting on the lawn watching a movie. Any of these things to keep people aware or make them more aware of the farm being there and the benefit of having the farm. It's really kind of, it's a great inspiration, and that's why I want to continue to take the time here, send people to the various websites like yours is landsake.org. Come up with some ideas. How do you improve your lot? You got to survive, and you need to do it with your own gumption. So maybe this is a good place for you to go, and that's what I try to do every week. Give people an idea about how they can take some of these ideas and use them on their own farm. Eric, thank you very much. Continued success to you. I hope you and I get a chance to run across each other fairly soon, because I think it'd be kind of a fun thing. Maybe there are some things, who the heck knows, we could work on programs together, putting the big animals together with the youngsters that are learning about how to grow things on your farm. Thanks. It's Landsake.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it'd be good. Let's talk. Landsake.org. This is the American Family Farmer Show.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to
finishing up with my commentary about the farmer's struggle to navigate through the trade war. I have some thoughts on that in a moment. I want to remind you about the ongoing not surplus of information, but we have plenty of info at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where you find our podcast. The latest podcast is a focus on problems with spring planting, the trade war, and I wonder aloud on this podcast who the family farms are, which family farms are benefiting and not benefiting from the bailout. Then there's a conversation on the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com with Benjamin Farr, who is an ecological designer at a farm called Top Leaf Farm. He has a lot of background, farming background, combined with design experience, pretty valuable to any project you want to incorporate food growing in your operation. There's a mission to engage and partner with architects and developers and planners and communities that is being used when you're creating a sort of subdivision, what even urban space where we can use new patterns of farming, a lot of social change, a lot of focus, a lot of people want really well thought out farms and farm, just farm products. And then I talk about how chickens and cows can save the planet. You'll want to hear all about that. That's the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'll talk about my feelings regarding what the outcome may be of the trade war and the administration's attempt to help struggling farmers. What's going to become of that after this? CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. American Family Farmer, I was looking at the ag census and how farms are just almost running away from, farmers are running away from the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, especially. The national trend on farming is that there are more small farms and there are more large farms, fewer farms in the middle of the pack. And that's what's changing the, you know, there are 900 million acres of farm land in family farmers' hands, and about twice that in the large agribusinesses. That's a 1.5% drop from the previous census, and that's not good. One of the problems that I think we have to address is what's going to happen as a result of all of us struggling to navigate the trade war with China, and whether or not our dependence on federal money will distort the markets. The plan to buy American crops and ship it to poor countries, good idea, even though the president's been met with skepticism. Why not use it to help other countries and make it part of our foreign aid package? Nothing wrong with that, in my mind, anyway. And I know a considerable amount about foreign aid, having gone around the world to witness what our foreign aid programs were like in the last 20 or 25 years. But the proposal to include payments for soybeans, for example, $2 a bushel, and of that, 4 cents a bushel goes to soy farmers, and about that much going to corn farmers in addition to what they can get. Is that going to encourage people to grow more? It's the same thing in the dairy industry. When the prices are propped up by government involvement and it's not the real marketplace that's determining the price, then people overgrow. We've got too many cows now, and now we're going to have, it looks like, because there's, you know, plenty of seed, so they can be used on the land, if we can get on the doggone land. We are having a tough time with this tit-for-tat tariff thing, and China has, you know, bought a lot of our soybeans. So are we going to grow more because they're going to go to poor land? Is that going to affect the price of them? You know, all this stuff is not thought out. We just throw money at it, and what's the end result? I think that's something that is still left to be determined. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.